This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Tim here with his blog, Europe.business, with 1S.blogspot.com. At the bottom of the hour, we hope to have Chris Harris, our nuclear expert, has been gone for a few weeks, but he did send me some information regarding the upcoming fifth anniversary of 3/11, the Fukushima disaster, with those, as I say repeatedly, where's my abuse? I'm not talking about ad hominem abuse. I'm talking about people asking tough questions they want to ask me. Well, how to fix a nuclear disaster in Fukushima, how to document the radiation causing desertification of the North Pacific, how to document the bioaccumulation in the population, including children and elderly and people of middle age across the Northern Hemisphere, and how the biosphere is being weakened, which increases the chances of biological weapons harming or killing much of the population of the Northern Hemisphere. It's just disgusting that I don't get my abuse. Because if someone of scientific stature would stand up to me and make a statement and actually put me on the spot, I would enjoy it. Because you know what? They can't. They can't do it because they don't want to answer my questions, as they say, AXE questions. And as a background in nuclear physics, nuclear toxicology, and occupational medicine of taking care of people at the Savannah River plant, Rocky Flats, and the nuclear plant south of Chicago, I am sickened by the fact that I don't have a response from the IAEA, the NRC, or so-called nuclear experts, including Michio Kaku, who is a top nuclear scientist who has been on many different media. Why don't they ask me tough questions? And I can ask them, why don't we have air plume analysis like I recommended 3.5 years ago with commercial aircraft? Why don't we have all of our nuclear reporting properly? Why do we have the veterans today putting out hogwash when I ask them a specific question of the source of their nuclear material and their toxicology? I don't get a straight damned answer. And then we have here in the pundits and these maniacs in the Republican Party, this irrelevant moron, Romney, opening his damned mouth trying to abuse his old buddy who actually supported him during the 2012 elections. This idiot Romney, who's totally irrelevant, making statements that are not based on facts, not on emotion, but on the fact of desperation by the global elite and their progressive Republicans who would love nothing better than to see Hillary Clinton come in and trash the nation. It's sickening. I'm sick and tired of the so-called Republican progressives and the old guard that have no problem, like Mitch McConnell has said, with Hillary Clinton. He can get along with her. Well, you want to get along with the daughter of Satan? This is not acceptable. It's not.
Well, they're scared. They have so corrupted things morally and economically, spiritually, in every way they possibly can in their drive for their satanic New World Order. And they don't really understand us, the average person, because they come from things from a very different perspective. They're surrounded by incredible wealth. Their money is God. Their small g God. And Lucifer is their other small g god. But it's the world they live in is a world of privilege and hate. Hate for the average person, contempt for him. And I think they've miscalculated.
Well, let's put it this way. The violence of the righteous.
Another, every 4 years we have this choice between Twiddly D and Twiddly Dumb, and 4 years ago we had the choice between Romney, who was an investment banker, and things were getting bad 4 years ago. They're not as bad as they are now. Of all the people to run for president, a multi-billionaire investment banker with 9 homes, and they all virtually guaranteed
He disappeared the last 6 weeks. He could have had grounds to actually take Obama apart. He disappeared. He made stupid statements about the 47% not being relevant. And then it got open in the open media. He didn't defend himself. He didn't actually take apart the idiot Obama. Couldn't debate against him if he actually just engaged the issues. Romney is a moron.
But he had no he had no moral high ground. These people don't have morality. They are not. They're not amoral. They're immoral.
But if he was, if he even listened to moral experts, even if he just mouthed it, he would have won the debate. The fact is, he made us suffer 4 more years of Obama destroying and deconstructing America. He needs to shut the hell up. Romney, go to hell, literally. And I'm sick and tired of any other Republicans who want to trash Obama, who want to trash Trump, and want another Obama lookalike, only a female, the literally witch of Satan, Hillary Clinton, and they're trashing Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders is well-meaning. That's why he has the second largest groups other than Trump. But Bernie doesn't know how to put this together. You have to have an economy to generate the money so you can give education to your young people and health care. If you don't have an economy, you got no bankroll to do it.
Communism,
so Bernie is delusional.
Neo-communistic socialism doesn't work either. Nor does the opposite extreme fascism, where a small group of a super elite own everything. The American dream was based on people coming across the Atlantic and across the Pacific and using their sweat and their hope and their ingenuity and their hard work to make a better life for themselves and their children and their grandchildren. And that's what works. And these clowns, in the last few couple decades, they actually paid American businesses with big tax write-offs to ship our industrial base to China and other third world countries. Now, that's economic high treason by any definition of the word. And, you know, and they want to continue in power. We've had, who knows how, can you even count the number of wars we've had in the last couple of decades? And 700 and some foreign bases overseas. All the wars are to make the bankers rich and Israel get more land and lord it over everybody in the Middle East while our boys are doing the dying and we all pay the trillions and trillions and trillions. Well, everything in America begins to go to hell. The middle class is somewhere between totally dead and dying. You know?
Well, it stops today. It stops today when we tell people like the news media, and I saw this grinning female witch on Fox News laughing, making stupid comments about Romney and about wanting more stuff to dig up more garbage. She needs to shut the hell up, too. And whether it's CNN, and the worst of all was MSNBC, but all these media, all of them, not just some of them, are just need to go to hell. I'm sick and tired of them. I'm sick of the progressive elements.
Well, they reflect their owners. You know, 18 years ago, I was setting up the fourth evening newscast, and till my wife got sick, and I bowed out. But I went through all this in my mind and with all kind of experts and how I was going to structure everything. And you control, somebody controls what's said. And if it's Fox, it's not Bloomberg, what's his name, Murdoch.
Murdoch
is one very nasty, hateful, Zionist oligarch. He doesn't care about America. He only cares about his version of the tribe, about money and power, and the hell with all of us. And his mouthpieces reflect that. And they can sit there with their short skirts on and show some leg and smile, and they're trash. Not because they're showing a little bit of leg, but because they're defecating on America. To put it in a mildly way.
I think is going to happen is that the way that the media are behaving, they're going to cause further destruction of the trust in the media. Network and cable media is going to go away. The people, the young people especially, are catching on. That's why even Bernie Sanders, who just even offers some hope to young people that they can get health care and don't have to be saddled with $250,000 debt. And then, of course, we even have SWAT teams now going to people's homes that don't pay their
They started that in Texas. Literally a SWAT team going in the house of some kid because, you know, he had paid his student loans. Well, with 105 million people out of work, it's kind of hard to get a full-time, decent job where you can pay them off.
I think this country is at, is on near what's called a pop point, where people are raised. Why do you think Trump is doing so well? He's telling the truth, raising issues. He's got all these maniacs attacking. The more they attack Trump like this Romney, the more his base gets stronger. The more even attracts Democrats.
Yeah, do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Tim, I guess Iran has now offered weapon systems to Lebanon. I expect the Russians to move the rest 400 system of protection to Lebanon. to protect Hezbollah and their continued collaboration. It was all these people. Remember the Shiite militia in Iraq, which are not getting support from the U.S. military and air support. The Iranians, the Syrians, etc. And now the Chinese and others are coming in to support them. We're done. With losing Iraq in Azaz and Raqqa and Aleppo, the supply lines to ISIS is finished. And if they think, if Turkey thinks that they're going to start doing an air campaign, they've already been shelling, even during the peace treaty, the so-called ceasefire, they've been shelling a district of Damascus, and the Russians have been holding back. Guess what? If they start doing heavy artillery and other things, the Russians are going to annihilate them.
Yeah, there are two pieces of news concerning Lebanon. Yesterday, the camel monarchies, which I think is a good term, I didn't originate it.
Camel, that's funny.
Camel monarchies, the Gulf Cooperative Council, Bartain, and all these tribal chiefdoms that are dripping with oil money, right. They declared that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. Of course, most of them are supporting the real terrorist organization, ISIS. But anyway, they declared Hezbollah a terrorist organization yesterday. Basically, earlier today, the Greek Coast Guard seized a ship from Turkey that was smuggling arms into Lebanon. Now, there are kind of a couple possibilities there. Maybe in the back of their mind, they recognize that the Syria is a lost cause, and they're going to convert Lebanon into the next battlefront, which is all for Israel to supposedly try to tie down Iran and a few of their allies. Or they're continuing on with their drive for a general Middle Eastern war, and they know that Israel, in particular, knows that they're going to have a real problem with Hezbollah, so they're preparing for that.
Right. Let me kind of bring it back, and I want you to expand on this. Do you remember Revelation 10? It says, "And I saw an angel standing on the land and the sea." If you actually look historically at what the prophet John was actually saying, he's talking about a city south on the coast of Beirut, which is the Paris of the Middle East. And it's very probable.
Tyre, T-Y-R-E, I think that's it, isn't it?
Tyre. It's the city of Tyre, which is just north of Israel.
Maybe 50 miles, not much.
Right. And basically, what it's basically saying, remember now it says, "And I saw two witnesses come forward with a small scroll, and when they ate it, it tasted sweet in the mouth, but when it came to the stomach, it turned their stomach because of the destruction coming." What we see, what's going to happen is they're going to push the envelope to a point where Russia is going to defend Syria and Lebanon. Because remember, right beside each other, they're, the anti-Lebanese mountains in the Bekaa Valley, etc. And this is going to go back. Remember, now everything is done in twos in the Bible. The Temple of Baalbek, which is, of course, the ancient place where the Nephilim came down, the fallen ones from the star system, what's called Sirius B, the amphibious gods of the ancient Palestinians, believe it or not, were these amphibious reptilian gods that were worshipped. In fact, the hat or mitre on the archbishops and on the cardinals and the pope is a symbol of the same God that basically is a demigod under Satan. Okay, so you want to understand what's really going on here is the globalists are panicking. When they put forward Romney, when they have all these attack dogs going forward with foolish statements, they look so ridiculous. They're actually strengthening the actual support, not just Republicans, but also Democrats to say, I want a job. I'm black. I'm Hispanic. I don't want another 10 million or 100 million people just rushing across the border. In fact, they're now saying, and this is in the open media, that there's a giant rush of people coming in from Central and South America, and they're not coming in with job skills to support America.
No, but they're coming in because they think that Romney is going to erect a true border wall.
Listen,
for years that we needed.
By the way, even Hillary Clinton is talking about a wall. People think it's just an issue of 10.
Have a million doors and it'll look like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, I know that, but again, you got to understand
we'll stop a tank. Let me tell you.
These are globalists these people that want to make a North American Union of Canada, United States, and Mexico as Trade Zone 3 of the Council on Foreign Relations. Remember, Ted Cruz is corrupt. These people are...
No,
are panicking.
Next thing you're going to tell me is Rubio's a fag. Nah.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact he looks like a fool out there saying he's a con artist and jumping around on the stage and thinking I'm so great because I won Minnesota. People of Minnesota, you must have lost your marbles.
Well, you're voting for the voting machines they use might have been played with.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that people up there think that it's a good idea to have Rubio, who's a fool, or Ted Cruz, who's a basically a lying con artist out there, and he's and on one hand he's saying one thing.
You look at Cruz's face; there's something's not right with that boy.
Well, yeah, I heard a very funny comment that by Michelle. She, you know, she said something about his face reminds me of the Adams family, the little kind of the little boy's grandfather, you know, that was like
the
vampire.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like the grandfather that was,
and
you know,
Secretary
a vampire.
State looks like Lurch.
You're talking about John Kerry.
I mean, they get the most abnormal excuses for human beings they possibly can and put them in high positions because they totally own them and control them.
Right.
And, you know, that dog won't hunt anymore. It really won't. People vote their pocketbooks, and things are really getting bad, and the middle class says, oh, my Lord, we're done for. You know, Bobby is 30 years old and still living in our basement because he can't get much more than a $10 an hour part-time job, and he's got an MBA. I said, what in the hell has happened to this great country of ours?
Well, I know what's happened. It's real simple. We don't put up tariffs against our corporations moving their business elsewhere. We tolerate corrupt companies ripping us off like the head of right now, Cook of Apple. Apple Corporation, if they had giant tariffs, they wouldn't move their business overseas. They'd have it here.
Hey, how about Monsanto? Congress just sneaked in effect, a Monsanto Protection Act into Congress, indemnifying Monsanto from one of the most noxious of its toxic creations.
Yeah, guess what? That still won't stand. I'm a medical legal expert. If I get in a court of law and someone asked me as an expert witness, as an environmental doctor, we could blow that out of the water. You cannot pass a blanket protection against a toxin that we can prove is causing illness, disease, and death. You can't.
Well, they did.
So they can pass all the damn laws they want.
You know, but it takes a lot of money to fight court battles sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
In the meantime,
doesn't take any money.
Not true.
Stop.
You're right. Yeah,
it takes. Listen, I get every month. I get hundreds of people go to my site, and actually, I get a report of hundreds of people that look at the how to win in court. The number of people that buy that package is a tiny fraction of the number to look at. The reason why there's a problem is the public doesn't engage. You don't need a lawyer. In fact, as soon as you have a lawyer, it's a disability and it's a financial barrier. You need to get how to win in court, take that course, start taking action, stop whining, and do it. I'm doing it. You do it too out there. Stop whining. Stop saying there's all these legal barriers.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Really? It's ridiculous. We talked about this with Bill Salas, by the way. Welcome back. And I talked to Bill Salas the other day, and he's getting so many book sales over at Amazon for his book. It's now the top of the Christian prophecy list, the Now Prophecies. And one of the topics we talked about, and he's done a really good what he called geopolitical biblical analysis to show that the burden of the desert of the sea, which is Saudi Arabia, is going to get fried. In other words, they're eventually going to do something so stupid, they're going to get their nation cooked with nuclear warfare. They're all going to die.
If you're living, by the way, fringes, by the way, feel that same way. I would agree with you.
They should realize what's coming is not a tan. It's a nuclear annihilation and a destruction of every biomolecule in their body turned into atomic dust. If
they
you want to take on Russia,
a king who is kept basically in his suite because he's out
demented.
Of it. Hardly knows his own
and
name.
And the son is out of his mind.
His son is the deputy crown prince and defense minister, and he's the one calling the shots. And there's a head of him between him and the king is a crown prince who's his uncle. But the real guy, he's about 30 years old. He's very aggressive. He's cocksure of himself. His whole life has been dripping with money and power. And, you know,
he's got too much testosterone for his IQ. How's that?
Well, I would say that's for sure. And a lot of his relatives, remember, there are thousands of Saudi princes all related. Many of them want literally a coup, but they haven't been able to pull it off. Now, the story that I have on my site, I posted late yesterday, there is a de facto spokesman, Saudi policy analyst, who has twice now in recent days said we have nuclear bombs. And it's I have felt for years that the Saudis had a small number of Pakistani-made bombs, but it was an open secret.
But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you this time sequence. If Saudi Arabia uses nukes on Syria, Syria's going to use advanced weapons, and Russia will use nukes. Israel will try to nuke the Bashar reactor, and Iran will release biological weapons because the biopreparat program moved from Russia and the Soviet Union from 240 kilometers north of Moscow to Syria and Iran. Now,
right.
they didn't have enough money to buy borscht or get sausage, so they were paying the minimum $5,000 a month to start with the technicians and scientists to move to Tehran. Now, I'm just going to read off a little bit.
A lot of them took them up on it.
Right. Now, if they hit the Bashar, the disaster of Fukushima will be trumped by many times. But here's what's happening in Fukushima. I'm going to read this report from Chris because he's not here, but it's from Scientific American. 5 years later, the Fukushima nuclear disaster site continues to spill waste. 5 years ago this month, a devastating tsunami engulfed Japan's northeast coast, triggering the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Worst? It's many, many times worse. Washing over a 10-meter high wall, seawall, which, by the way, didn't need to happen. If they had a proper seawall, Fukushima would not have happened. The waves knocked out electricity at Fukushima nuclear plant, causing cooling systems to fail and half of the facility's uranium cores to overheat and melt through their steel containers. Hydrogen explosions in the next few days damaged. The reason is they had a faux, what's called a torus, which means they didn't properly engineer it. And the company that was behind it was, by the way, General Electric, an American company. The company TEPCO was just an umbrella corporation to U.S. corporations who are managing the whole thing. So it's U.S. corporations that made that disaster and never fixed it afterward. Venting radioactive materials into the air. That plume of airborne contaminants, 160,000 people to evacuate their homes. Now here's the nub of it. Today, the disaster site remains in a crisis mode. Former residents will not likely return anytime soon because the level of radioactivity near their abodes remains high. And there's lots of people that, by the way, return to prefectures nearby. Even more troublesome, the plant has yet to stop producing dangerous nuclear waste. Its operator, the TEPCO, or Tokyo Electric Power Company, currently circulates water through the three melted units to keep them cool, generating a relentless supply of radioactive water. To make matters worse, groundwater flowing from a hill behind the crippled plant now mingles with the radioactive materials before heading into the sea. They're actually talking about, and people need to grasp this, that the levels of still remains high of tritium. Millions of bags of contaminated topsoil. Scientists have seen an increase in thyroid cancer among the children. There's what's called radiological dwarfism occurring. What people need to go, and the thing that I find most disturbing, and again, I'm putting together an article, I'm going to post on Genesis and elsewhere. I put an article about the Zika virus, and the very top response was a knucklehead who wanted to make ad hominem attacks against me rather than a specific scientific or logical analysis and a response to say, hey, you're wrong because of XYZ. Why don't you actually use your intelligence other than this stupid string of comments
on
a blog, which
I posted
an article.
Your articles on my blog, but I don't allow people to make
I want to make this statement.
Ad hominem attack or something stupid.
I want ad hominem attacks to stop. Yeah, I want people to make valid statements, and if I'm an idiot, prove it. Damn it, prove it.
They can tell me I'm an idiot, but I want them to do it.
I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Listen, it rolls off my back, but you know what irritates me? It wastes time. It makes people say, well, I don't think I'll read the article or I'll take it seriously. What they need to do is say, is the thesis that I'm saying, whether it's Zika virus and the fact they release this gene, oncogene, that basically is weaponizing not only the Zika virus but other pathogens, is it a theory that can be tested? I don't have all the facts, but I can tell you the testing that can prove it. The same way as Fukushima. We're not reporting public testing of the radiation sites across the radiation detectors in America. And when they spiked up in Idaho, they removed the radiation detector. When we hear comments by veterans, they had a gentleman call me up from Los Angeles this morning. He wanted to know what the heck was going on. Why is Veterans Today freaking people up by thousands of times higher? He's got his own Inspector Plus. He knows, sometimes it surges up to 50, 60 counts a minute, but it's not thousands of times higher. Is it thousands of times higher at 20,000 feet? We can't get radiation plume analysis because the airlines, which I've contacted, and I proposed to the nuclear experts for the state of California, senators, right, Feinstein, and the state of Oregon. I proposed to them 3.5 years ago to do my type of testing, which are Inspector Pluses with a USB port and a Wi-Fi network to give real-time analysis of the flight paths and plumes of these jets at different altitudes, and no one wants to respond.
Well,
I am so sick and tired.
Because we,
I'm not finished. I'm so sick and tired of idiots that open their fat mouths. I'm so sick and tired of people that open their mouths and try to disrespect me when I raise serious issues, when I'm the only one with enough cojones to actually say the raise questions and ask for technical data. When I raised the same questions 4 years ago to the head of nuclear engineering, Dr. Kai Vetter, at the University of California, Berkeley, you know what they did? They stopped testing. They would not do testing of kelp or... Yeah, they just shut right up. When I've tried to do nuclear testing of materials I have from the World Trade Center, which I have right in my desk here, from people that live in the apartments right across from the World Trade Center, you know what? Every lab on Earth, and the last one was about 3 years ago, in Japan even, no one will touch it. No one, when they hear my name, initially, oh yeah, we'll do testing, then they call me back and they go, oh, we talked to our government, we can't test. We can't talk to you even. We can't talk to you. Doesn't matter if it's Germany, Spain, South Africa. They can't even talk to me. And I talk about Geordi Labs here in America. You know what? You know what, people out there? You need to understand. I'm one of the few people raise issues, and the very fact that they won't even give me the disrespect of scientifically attacking what I'm saying makes me so mad I could bite nails. I am sick and tired of people who open their fat mouth and will make stupid statements about my validity or my sanity when I raise issues that are scientifically valid, whether it's nuclear engineering. I have solutions for the site in Fukushima.
Well,
I have solutions for detoxification.
Look, Dr. Bell, we have multiple population reduction programs going on.
Exactly.
Engineered by the global...
Right, but people need to get it. I'm one of the few spokespersons that's qualified to make a statement. The reason why they're not attacking me or openly even opposing me, and even media people like Michio Kaku, who's a nuclear physicist and all kinds of network shows, he won't respond. These 40,000 nuclear scientists that belong to the same organization, are they going to attack me or even give me a validity or even support? No, no, they're not going to.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, hi. Who's our... Okay, great. So, Tim... Let's get back to Trump. I had to vent on this thing because we're coming up next week, and I'm hoping that Chris will show up and we'll actually do a final on this. But I'm putting together an article, which will be out by next week, and I'm working on an e-book compiling 5 years of our communication, nuclear, and other articles that some of them post up in ENU News and around the world. And I'm begging people, don't do stupid and hominem wasteful attacks and distract things. Make valid scientific attacks on how we can test and prove it. And I have to tell you, in a court of law, at a university, in a PhD defense, I could defend my theses with valid logic and testing to prove my point.
They don't want to go there because...
They don't want to. You know what it is? Nobody in their right mind, if they have one, wants
to say, well, you're...
No one in their right mind, if they want to, would dare to try to challenge me intellectually because I'm going to make them tackle in 30 seconds.
They're not going to do that because they lose.
They don't want to
be on a childish level.
Whether they have a PhD in nuclear engineering or they're a nuclear toxicologist or whatever the heck they are, or nuclear physicist, they don't want to have somebody like me take them down to Chinatown. They don't want to find out that I make them tap out because I'm intellectually choke-holding them, and they have to realize that they're full of it. I'm sick and tired of people just standing by while 5 years, and by the way, this is not just a little problem. They're planning with Rosatom of Russia and the nuclear industry in America building dozens and dozens more in the next 5 years of nuclear reactors in these old, what they call post-geriatric technology, many of them on fault lines, tsunami zones,
all
and other areas.
All nuclear reactors and, need to be shut down. And I know you can't do it overnight because we count on electricity.
No, you can. I know you can't shut them down overnight. You know how you shut them down? We already have the technology right here invented in America to convert all of these nuclear reactors to LNG, liquid natural gas. And we have tons of liquid natural gas. In fact, we burn it off in our things up in North Dakota and elsewhere, and yet we say we can't shut them down. In 3 to 6 months, every nuclear reactor in the Western world could be turned into an LNG reactor. Do you know that?
Then we should do that. But we will still have an enormous problem what to do with the waste.
No.
Years ago,
no, that's really easy.
Of using nuclear
I got a solution to that, too. You glassify their waste. We already have technology going back 35 years to glassify nuclear waste, put it in double containers, make special trains, not cars or trucks, and those trains will bring it to a seaport in a double-hulled ship, and then it's shipped to a specific place to put it in the bottom of zinc mines. They're down 5 miles. We know what to do, and they need to have 2 or 3 distribution points to bring it to a coastal area in a train, not a damn truck. I had a truck accident I personally took care of, and that's part of the reason why I got fired from Rocky Mountain OCMED. The truck went off the I-70 freeway on black ice in the wintertime. It was carrying a load of liquid radioactive waste from Rocky Flats, and the truck, they had to put cables on to pull it off so it didn't fall from the I-70 into the Columbia River. I was their doctor. When my boss found out I knew all this stuff, and he freaked out because I came back from the Prophecy Club, he lost his marbles. He went crazy. It was called Reserve Admiral John Hughes. Okay? They knew that I knew Rocky Flats had 10 million times more radioactivity in the groundwater. In fact, the guys at NOVA, I did their entry and exit exams. They measured the groundwater right down to the granite subtable below the clay, and it was moving toward the North Platte River. And when they found out that the level was so radioactive, they said they should have been walking around there, not in jeans, but in rad suits. Okay? So you need to know out there, I'm the real deal. There's nobody like me on the planet, period. And I'm doing this to challenge you morons out there. If you want to raise an intellectual argument, say it. Say an intellectual argument. Don't go make an ad hominem stupid attack that distracts from the very nature of how desperately late the hour is. The human race, and I'm going to tell you right now, even if we don't have a nuclear war, the level of radioactivity released from nuclear plants that are not properly managed in America and around the world will make human reproduction in 1 to 2 generations impossible. Except in a laboratory by polar body exclusion.
There are multiple things headed towards there. Genetically modified organisms, chemicals like Roundup, they're designed to do that.
And 20 to 25% of young couples are all sterile now.
Our point is that this is way beyond simply screwed up people doing this to make money. This is a off-world, a demonic agenda to depopulate God's planet, Earth.
Right. And by the way, the debate tonight will be in Motor City. It's going to get ugly. In fact, Andrudge says, mayhem in Motor City. I'm going to tell you, Trump's going to go crazy, not only these other candidates, but also in Hillary Clinton. If they think this guy's passive and is going to be rolled over, he's got his own security force, let me tell you, they're stupid. He's been a tough butt, and
well,
he's going to take down these
guys. Well, my big fear about Trump is that as he gets closer to power,
he has his own security force.
Nothing's working. We're going to kill him. That's
you know what?
Fear.
Let's put it this way. If they kill Trump, they're going to have a revolution in America.
Well, I posted an article that kind of said that just a little while ago on my blog. Europe.
If they think they're going to get away with this and these globalists are going to get away with this stuff and keep their skin and keep their heart pulsing and so on, they're delusional. They need to get a life here and realize we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
They don't think like us. Look, if you're an alcoholic, you're not rational when it comes to alcohol. If you're a drug addict, you're not rational when it comes to drugs. Because you have a compulsion that these people have a compulsion that literally goes right down into the deepest bowels.
But you know what the problem is? They think they're the big bad reptiles, and they don't understand the violence and destruction of righteous indignation is 1,000 times worse than the mayhem of evil ones. We're going
to
absolutely destroy them.
People getting behind Trump. He's getting support from liberals. He's getting support.
Of course he is. They want jobs. They want to have
security. Why? Well, hell, he's the only real guy out there. The rest of them are a bunch of turkeys that all sound like one another. They all quack like the corrupt ducks are. Yeah, quack, quack, quack.
Tim, let me give you his 7-point plan that he has so far for health care. Repeal Obamacare, repeal McCain and Ferguson Act, allow taxpayers to fully deduct health insurance premiums payments in their tax returns, review basic options for Medicaid and work with states, allow all individuals to use health savings accounts, HSAs, require price transparency from all health care providers. In a place like I am, North County, San Diego, the price difference between one place and another is nuts. block grant Medicaid to the states. In other words, incentivize the states to seek out and eliminate fraud. You remove barriers to entry of free markets for drug providers. The government, for example, in these programs are sometimes paying 10 times more than private clinics, say, in Kansas City. Then why? 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 Because it can
why?
Pass it on
because
to
the... They're... The politicians are bought off. You spend $1 million to buy them off, and you make $100 million. That's a good rate of return.
Exactly. So, what's going to happen here? And by the way, the idea that that we hear, for example, Bernie Sanders, that he's going to do all the stuff with health care. Bernie doesn't know how to run a business. If you want to move toward eventually where
Bernie
everybody has a right to health care,
slash communist.
Yeah, but listen, if you want to move toward
it, doesn't work. Never has worked. It's a failed system. It can't succeed. Never has succeeded. It's crap.
Tim, I'm a dual citizen. Okay, I'm an American, and I had Canadian citizenship when I was up there when I was younger. I can tell you the health care system in Canada doesn't work. It doesn't work for three reasons. You can't have innovation. You can't have, you're all stuck in fee-for-service. You're running like a gerbil. You're still tied to the drugs and the procedures and so on because you have fee-for-service and all this other foolishness. And any innovative care, if you get in lines and you have to wait for surgery for this or that, you got to go to the States. How many American Canadians go to an American clinic to get care because they can't get it in Canada? It's sickening. And they're still stuck, the doctors, and they can't do any innovative care because if you do, your state college of physicians and surgeons will jump on you. I remember back in 1980 in Alberta, Canada, when I did my research and I was working with a dentist working on his dental pathology PhD at the University of Calgary, and I was just advising him on how to do toxicological analysis of mercury. They threatened to pull my license because I was sending them research literature on how to measure mercury amalgams through a mercury sniff meter and mercury microvoltmeters. They threatened me. Then they threatened me because I was sending lab results down to UCLA on toxicology. They threatened me. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm totally sick of the establishment. And this Canadian health care is BS, too. You want to have health care? Put the doctors on salary. Let them do their job. Get rid of the state licensing authorities or provincial licensing authorities. Have people be able to train laterally. You can start out with a massage therapy and become a neurosurgeon if you have the skill sets and training. Stop the BS. You want to have control costs? You control the costs at the front end. You want to make health care a right? You can't have a Bernie Sanders just say we're going to write a blank check and tax people. You'll tax the country into bankruptcy. Okay, so
folks,
Trump has got the right plan. He'll move us toward a thing that we can afford, and he'll actually make America great again by closing the border, putting tariffs up, and fixing things. And all these other people want to fight against him, go to hell. That's what I say.
If you want to raise the next generation of future leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.